Time now for your letters, and we had many about our This I Believe essay last week from a former Guantanamo interrogator who used the pseudonym Alex Anderson. Some, like Marcia Chapman of Tigard, Oregon, were moved. She wrote, "I am so encouraged to hear a counterpoint to the negative stories we hear today about our interrogation techniques. Alex's story was one of fulfilling her mission while honoring the humanity of each of us, terrorists included." Others disagreed, including Russ Mahan of Sarasota, Florida. He wrote, "The comments of Alex Anderson on her experience in Guantanamo prison in Cuba were a sad commentary on how terrible and illegal this prison really is. These prisoners have been held for years without charge or trial, often based on flimsy evidence. That NPR would present this as a U.S. citizen finding redemption guarding Arab Muslim prisoners under these conditions is ludicrous. I expect more sensitivity and insight from NPR." And James Bullock of Laramie, Wyoming, wrote in with a question several of you asked. "Did you check the credentials of the anonymous young girl interrogator from Guantanamo? She, despite her human kindness, said they were murderers and rapists. Did we intern rapists? Her version seems to ignore the conditions which those who have been there speak of and what I have seen on TV. This speaks more of propaganda than anything else." Series curator Jay Allison has this response. "Our intention with this series is not that everyone should agree. Indeed, we expect that many may disagree with a given essay, even profoundly. Each essay describes the personal belief of a single person and is based on that person's experience. All essays go through an editing process, and all are verified with other sources. We impose no editorial sanction on the belief. Over the course of our series, essays and criticisms of those essays have come from the political right and left, from the religious and the non-religious, and from myriad perspectives and sources. We ask only that people listen to one another. In the case of this particular piece, the status and story of the essayist were verified by document check and chain of command. Additionally, the mention of rapists and murderers referred to those high security prisoners who had prior convictions and were assigned to the essayist." You can write to us by going to our website, npr.org, and clicking on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.